Hi, I'm Peter Solomon. You're tuned to The Morning Show on listener-driven Jazz 88. This Sunday, an exciting annual event is happening at the Hook and Ladder Theater. It's Jazz Age Rumpus 4, featuring members of the Southside Aces, also a group headed up by singer Maude Hixon called Maude Hixon and Her Town Talkers, and clarinetist Tony Bailiff of the Aces will be joined by the 4 a.m. Orchestra. To learn more about Jazz Age Rumpus 4, I've invited Tony Bailiff to join me in the studio. Tony, tell me more about what's happening on Sunday.
Jazz Age Rumpus 4 is in the Sounds of New York. We're focusing this year, this is our fourth year doing this, on sounds of Duke Ellington in his early years. Also the singer Lee Wiley. We don't hear too much about the singer Lee Wiley these days. And I could tell you a little bit about that, but Maude Hixon will be singing all those songs, backed up by a five-piece jazz band. And then we are also doing Bix Beiderbecke. Bix Beiderbecke was doing a lot of recordings in New York in the late 20s, in 1927 especially. And so we're going to hit a lot of those songs.
Why don't we start with Bix? He would have been, what, 122 if he were still alive? Sadly, though, he died when he was 28. The fortunate thing is that he did manage to record a lot of records. So I guess, first of all, for the uninitiated, how would you kind of describe Bix Beiderbecke?
Bix Beiderbecke came right out of our Midwest here. He was born in Davenport, and the miracle of how he absorbed all these sounds of not only the up-and-coming jazz that was happening in the late, 19-teens, but he also had this mind of absorbing the impressionist composers, and all of this led to this sound that he developed on the cornet. He played cornet. It was far and beyond anybody else's imagining of what jazz should sound like in the mid-20s. It was hot, but he had also had this tone that various people described like a bell. Like, it was just this pure bell tone, and all the other jazz musicians around him were just agog.
I know, it's so interesting the way he's become a subject of fascination. One of my favorite jazz books is a book by Ralph Burton, who is the brother of a drummer active in the 20s named Vic Burton. Yeah. And Vic Burton was present on a lot of Bix's recording sessions. And, you know, he just talked about Bix's personality, and he comes across as kind of a lost soul, like a kind person, but he had his issues with substance abuse that ultimately claimed his life. And he was just kind of a whatever happens, happens kind of person. But then when it came to music, he had this obsessive bent, and it just so compelling to hear his trumpet sound, the cornet sound, I should say. And then his music for piano is also quite fascinating. You alluded to some of the impressionist composers like Ravel or Debussy possibly being an influence in his music. You really hear that in pieces like In a Mist. Are you guys going to be playing any of those pieces?
We won't have a piano player. No, we're focusing on, the 6 and 7 piece band pieces that he was playing, like Goose Pimples and Sorry and all these things that were just, he spent a lot of times in the Paul Whiteman Orchestra and the Gene Goldcat Orchestra in those times, and those are bigger outfits. You could still hear his hot sound and driving those bands, but it's a little bit more difficult to lift those bands off the ground. But then he would get in the studio with these smaller bands, and those tracks are the ones that inspire us to this day, 100 years later.
So you have the likes of Frankie Trumbauer,
yep,
and guitarist Eddie Lang, and just beautiful musicians. Jimmy Dorsey played with him too. All right, so let's switch our focus to the Ellington repertoire that you're going to be focusing on. Now, you said something to me before we started talking about kind of focusing on music that featured Johnny Hodges.
We have the pleasure of welcoming Brad Holden to our fold. He plays alto saxophone here in the Twin Cities, and he'll be stepping into those big shoes. And it's a seven-piece band. We'll have, you know, four horns and the rhythm section. We have Rick Carlson on piano, stepping into the role of Duke Ellington. We're really focusing, and it's been my dream for a couple of decades now to lead a band that focuses on the 20s and 30s, mostly that repertoire of Duke Ellington, a little bit edging into the 40s, just the small band repertoire that he was doing. And so we're just really excited. We just had a rehearsal last night, so it's our first rehearsal.
Tell me about some of the songs you're going to be playing.
One of them is Squatty Roo. It's a song that featured Johnny Hodges, and he wrote. And then there's Lament for Javanette, which was a Barney Bigard, the clarinetist for Duke Ellington. It was a piece he wrote. They had a residency in a hotel, and he kept looking out into the crowd, and there were the cigarette girls were out there, and they all were Javanese. I don't know how he knew that, but he said that. And so he wrote Lament for Javanette, and it's a mysterious song.
So Lee Wiley, who's the other focus of the Jazz Age Rumpus, beautiful singer.
Any time, any day, anywhere, say the word, you'll be heard, I'll be there.
She has this kind of understated style. She was in a not-so-great marriage with the brilliant piano player Jess Dacey, whom a lot of folks may know through his work with Benny Goodman. Tell me about Lee Wiley and your interest in her music.
I was first introduced to her through my mentors from the Hall Brothers Jazz Band of local fame here in Minnesota. Charlie DeVore, a cornetist for that band, he taught me about Lee Wiley. And, you know, even in the last years of his life, he said, I go to bed every night listening to Lee Wiley records. The musicians revered her. The musicians that, not, you know, played with her in those recordings, they just revered playing with her because they said that she was a musician. She had a sense of phrasing and a sense of time, and they just felt like, rather than here's this, I'm adding this vocalist to our jazz band, it's that she was one of them.
So Maude Hickson, who's a marvelous singer, and one of the things I love about seeing Maude is like her obvious interest in the history of the music, and frequently mm-hmm. she'll provide context for the songs, whether it's talking about a performer associated with the music or the composers that wrote the songs. What are some of the songs that Maude Hickson is going to be featured on?
We are going to actually be redoing the Cole Porter songbook. So one of the incredible things about Lee Wiley is that she's considered the first singer to do what's called a songbook, doing an album of all one composer. And this is during an era where you had to record a bunch of 78s and put them all in an actual album, you know. And so she recorded 8 Cole Porter songs in 1940, backed up by various guys, including Bunny Berrigan and other great musicians of the time. And they put them all in one album. So we're going to recreate that album, those 8 songs, which includes Let's Fly Away, Let's Do It, Find Me a Primitive Man, you know, songs like that.
Find me a primitive man, built on a primitive plan, someone with vimmer and vamp. I don't mean the kind that belongs to a club, but the kind that has a club that belongs to him. I could be the personal slave.
So is there going to be room for dancing at the Hook and Ladder Theater, or is this more of a spectator's event?
I say it's a concert to which the dancers are invited, and we are definitely carving out a big dance floor. So it'll be half listeners, half dancers, or Well, hopefully all listeners and a bunch of dancers.
Yeah, we hope the dancers are actually listening to the music. So if you're interested in more information, where can you find the information online?
Well, you could go to SouthsideAces.com or go to the Hook and Ladder's website as well. Just go look up Hook and Ladder, and there, March 23rd, they'll have it. They'll have it all the information right there.
Tony Bailiff is one of the leaders of the Southside Aces, a clarinetist who knows a lot about early jazz, and you can catch him and all the other musicians we named, Maude Hickson and others, at the Jazz Age Rumpus 4, Sunday the 23rd from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Hook and Ladder Theater in Minneapolis. Thanks so much, Tony. A pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.